Yep, he's planning another project. So this Father's Day at Lowe's, tap into free gifts for dad. Get a free select Craftsman power tool when you buy a Craftsman V20 charger with 2 amp hour and 4 amp hour batteries. Plus, get a free DeWalt power tool when you buy a select 20 volt max XR 4 amp hour battery kit. Dad knows our best lineup is here at Lowe's. Valid through 7/14 while supplies last. Selection varies by location.
This is the Friends of History Debating Society. I'm John Batchelor, welcoming Devin Nunes, the guru, the CEO of Truth Social, also a Californian. And the story is, all week, that California is now losing its tax base to Florida and Texas. The numbers are numbing, but clearly the direction is away from this paradise climate of California. Devin, a very good evening to you. Your Truth Social is headquartered in Florida. You got there before everybody in California figured that's where we want to be. What is the attraction of Florida to a startup business, which is what Truth Social is? Why do people choose Florida and not California? Good evening to you, Devin.
John, it's great to be with you. And in fact, when I left Congress and President Trump asked me to come and start up this company, we never even considered California. And if you look back maybe 10 years ago, to not consider California and for California not to be your number one location, the heart of the Santa Clara Valley, which is Silicon Valley, Stanford, the Bay Area, it wouldn't be something that wouldn't cross your mind that California wouldn't be your number one location just because the proximity to software engineers, et cetera, et cetera. But in this case, California wasn't even on the list. And I think the numbers are slow to come out, but California has went from supposedly having a $30 billion surplus. Now, a lot of that money, we believe, was COVID, a lot of fraudulent money. Right away, that money was wiped out after Gavin Newsom won re-election. Now they're claiming to have a $25 billion budget deficit in just a matter of just a year. My guess is it's spiraling higher than that. We don't even know what the real numbers are. That's why it's so fascinating to watch his shadow campaign for president being run with really no other candidates that are out there running a shadow campaign, with I think most people acknowledging that it's highly unlikely that Joe Biden is going to make it through to the next election. We think what the Obama team are doing is clearing the field for Biden to make sure that he gets through the primary no problem, so that the Politburo of the Democratic Party gets to decide who is the nominee for the Democrats. And Newsom is really positioning himself to do that.
The California that was the dream of the 20th century is no more. We're going to begin with climate, and then we'll look at what the reporting that I see, because I'm not in California, you are. The climate. We worried for months and months and months that the great blizzards of 23 would descend into the valley and overwhelm your systems to get the water to the ocean. And then the creation of Tulare Lake, which is a vast flat area, agriculturally critical, that was filling with water and reawakened by the melt. You send me a photograph. What am I looking at, Devin?
Well, this morning, John, I was able to run out for the first time to the so-called lake. And remember, we always have to qualify it. It was an ancient lake bed that before people lived in California, when it was just the Native Americans, it was essentially, in wet years, it might fill up. It would be very shallow. And then it would normally dry up in the summertime. And most years, there wouldn't be any water out there at all, except for maybe in the springtime. Well, occasionally, when there's a lot of water, it happens every so often, that old lake bed returns. And the last time that it happened was 1983. I remember being out there and doing some hunting for crawdads and going through the shallow water. What was made up of cotton fields at the time that never got planted because the water came in and filled all those fields up and the water just sat there. So I went out there this morning just to check it out because it had been since 1983 since I had seen that. And it's now receding a little bit. It didn't get as big as 1983. So for all the talk that this is something new, it's really not. Before 1983, it had filled up in 1969. So you had 69, 83, and now this year. So it was interesting to see because it's kind of vast, as you can see. You know, it's, I think now, roughly speaking, that this so-called old lake bottom is approximately 100,000 acres. And there might be, I'm guessing, maybe 20,000 acres, maybe a third of it, that is under a thin layer of water. But because of the cooler temperatures in May and June, it really helped out so that snow didn't melt quickly. And a lot of the water has been managed, and even though a lot of it's going out to the ocean, it was managed really well here for the last over the last few months, and so it's great to see, and just wanted to get out there to see it one more time because, you know, it may not happen again in my or your lifetime.
The road that seems endless that goes into where the water is, can you drive that road now, or is it out of bounds?
Yeah, that picture with the roads, John, is really interesting because it comes off of a highway and there's several lateral roads that flow into what's the old lake bottom. But those roads are now under 2, 3, 4, 5 feet of water.
We'll move from the climate, and the climate right now seems to be benign. You're having a California summer, a dry Mediterranean climate. Move from there to the stories of California's politics, which are strange. It's supermajority in Sacramento, and the big towns are dominated by Democratic mayors and Democratic councils, Los Angeles and San Francisco and San Diego and Sacramento. It would appear, however, that none of those councils or none of those mayors, not one of them, has an idea what to do with the homeless population or the drug abuse on the streets or the threat to commercial businesses or the shoplifting. None of them appear to have an answer. Why is that, Devin?
Well, I think the quick answer is that this is an extreme left-wing communist branch of the Democratic Party that owns the California legislature. And, you know, now nearly every Democrat, there's very few Democrats that I would even put as your traditional liberals or even hard left or even kind of in the middle or to moderate. There are none that exist. They are bought and paid for by, you have to have the stamp of the radical left now in order to win. You know, the billionaire money, the extremist money. And so all of them that get in now, John, are number one, very poorly educated. Number two, have never been in business. Number three, have never been in a situation where they have zero understanding of money because there's been so much phoniness the last 20 years in terms of California's financing that you have just this ever-growing, I think, concern, and why you see so many people leaving the state, this ever-growing concern that California is just being governed by just a bunch of lunatics, people that couldn't run a business, couldn't run a household. And I think that's what you're seeing. And it's not just the big cities anymore. It's also the medium to smaller cities. You're seeing very extreme leftists get elected, even in the San Joaquin Valley, John, where traditionally if you were considered to be a San Francisco style Democrat, which would mean hard left communist, you didn't run like that. Even if you were one, you didn't run like that. Well, now, even in San Joaquin Valley, those are the types of Democrats that you're seeing. They're very extreme, very left-wing, and they couldn't. And they're running a lot of these cities and towns and counties into the ground.
And Florida, a benign place for business activity. So, what is the latest on Truth Social? You've been rolling out features the last weeks. What's the next challenge?
Well, it's, you know, what we continue to do is take the best of all the apps and put it into our app. And we're, you know, the group feature continues to roll out. I think that's, you know, something that we're looking at where they continue to grow every day. People that have heard of Reddit or Facebook groups, that's something that, where you see a lot of activity. So we're not just news and information now. There's actually very popular groups now where you see cooking, wine. Obviously, there's still politics and news, travel, black and white photography, all sorts of little niche groups that are now worldwide that people are joining. I mean, you even have groups that are in foreign languages because people worldwide are joining. So we're building that foundation brick by brick so that we can provide kind of the best of social networking. A lot of people have always considered us to be, because of President Trump and his proclivity back in the day on Twitter, they always considered us to be Twitter. But it's kind of funny now, Twitter seems to be gone, vanished. It's turned into an X, and some of the strangest branding decisions I've ever seen. You know, talk about California, John, but Elon Musk, changed the name, got rid of Twitter and tweets, changed it to X. And he also said that he's staying in San Francisco, which is quite the interesting move. Get rid of the bird, replace it with a black X, and say we're staying in San Francisco.
You're not planning on turning True Social into something called T, are you? You're going to stay with your original idea.
Yeah, I think we like the name Truth, and we like people to post their truths to True Social.
Devin Nunes, the CEO, the guru of True Social in Florida. But Devin Nunes, the former representative from the San Joaquin Valley in California, observing the Tulare Lake, which is a fascination. It dominates the skyline, but it's about 3 feet deep, maybe 2 feet deep. This is the Friends of History Debating Society. I'm John Batchelor.
Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.